It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Laura Haskell. She is the drought coordinator for the Utah Division of Water Resources, and everybody knows what we're headed into this spring and summer, and I think that it's important to look back and get all the information that we can, and that's where Laura and the division comes in. Laura, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's first let the people know, what does the Division of Water Resources do? What do they look at? And are they a branch of the Division of Natural Resources? How does that all work?
Yes, we are a branch of the Division of Natural Resources, and our mission is to plan, conserve, develop, and protect Utah's water resources.
And so in that, you check things like, you know, we were talking earlier about, you check things like reservoir capacity and forecasts and things like that to just kind of give people an idea of, you know, this is what we're up against and this is how it's going to look. And so you need to start planning accordingly, and probably planning now, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's true, because we don't want to get into August or July and then run out of water for our plants. We want to make sure that we can plan and do things well so that we have water throughout the dry or summer months.
And so let's start right out of the gate and just ask, what is the outlook for spring and summer as far as water is going to be concerned?
Last year was actually a very good year for snowpack and water, and a lot of the reservoirs were able to fill pretty well. But then over the summer, we had a record dry year for Utah. And so it was hot, it was dry, and a lot of water got used up, more than in a typical year, much more. So our reservoirs are a little lower than we'd like them to be. You know, down in your area, Joes Valley is actually, you know, kind of about where it would be other years, but Millsite's a little lower than normal. And so these are, you know, they're a little lower than normal going in. And then with the snowpack being a little bit lower and the soils being so dry, we don't expect them to fill as much as they normally would.
And that was one thing that I've talked to a couple officials, and they says, you know, we enjoyed the warm weather when it was here a couple of weeks ago, but it really didn't help the snowpack situation at all. And if you could kind of explain that part of it so that people could understand that, you know, you want to keep as much snow up there for as long as you can, but with the warm weather, it really started to come down, didn't it?
It did. The snowpack peaked almost about 10 days earlier than we normally would. And if you can wait, you can get these hot days that melt the snow a little faster. It's kind of a balance. You don't want it to melt too fast because then you can get some flooding. But if you can melt it fairly quickly, then more of it can come into the reservoirs and it doesn't get lost in the ground and lost kind of on the way to getting to our lakes and reservoirs and streams.
And I think that's another important thing that people need to understand is with the ground as dry as it is, does that water kind of absorb into the ground at all, or does it mostly just kind of run off?
It does soak in, because that's the first place it's going to go, is it's going to go into the ground before it starts running off into the streams and reservoirs.
So we've got the snowpack situation that we're up against right now, and there's still some up there, but there's not as much as we would like. I guess the next question is, how can people, you know, conserve water when it comes to watering outside? Do you guys have any tools or tips or websites that they can go to kind of give them ideas of what to do this spring and summer when watering time comes around?
Yes, we do. There are several different websites. If you go to drought.utah.gov, there are quite a few links there. And there's a link to a website that you can get a rebate for, like a smart timer that will help you to reduce change your irrigation cycle based on how dry it is and things. So, because you don't want to what we don't want people to do is right at the first of the year set it up to water their lawn three or four times a week and just leave it that way, you know, whether it rains or it doesn't or it's hot or it doesn't. So those smart timers help. And then with that rebate, you get money back and doesn't end up costing you very much. So that's one option. And then there's a weekly lawn watering guide that gives you suggestions for each individual county of how many times a week we recommend that you water your lawn. And there are some other links on that site as well.
And I was telling you before we came on the air, that's what I use. And as far as right now, it doesn't say that we need to be worrying about watering in Carbon or Emery County right now. And so that's what I've gone off of. It's actually a really cool, it's even on Facebook, and it just pops up at the beginning of the week, and it tells you. Do you find you get a lot of traction with those things? Have people, you know, paid attention to that? Does that seem to work?
It does. It helps a lot when people are willing to know what to do there, because sometimes people just don't know. They don't know how much they're supposed to water, and this takes all the guesswork out of it. They can just follow that, and they don't even have to think about it.
All right, and then going forward, have we seen any kind of projections as far as what we're looking for, you know, in the spring, summer months as far as moisture, as well as even into the wintertime? Have we got projections out that far yet, or are we way too far out to be even talking about it?
Typically, the projections are a little bit shorter, and they are projecting that it's going to be continue to be fairly dry and possibly warmer than average in the state for the next 3 months is about as far out as it will go.
So that's just something that we're just going to have to keep an eye on, and you know what, pay attention. And I think the one thing and the one misconception you can point out if I'm wrong, but I think that people tend to think that their lawns need more water than they actually do. Is that pretty much the point, or do you think that that's not really right?
No, that is true, that people do misunderstand that, especially right now at the first of the season. The lawn is still dormant, and that's okay. And so it'll be kind of yellow, and it doesn't need to green up yet. And then at the end of the season, when it goes dormant again, that's okay if it gets a little yellow then. You know, you don't need to worry about watering it at those times because it's still dormant and it's just fine looking a little yellow.
All right. Laura Haskell with the Utah Division of Water Resources, I really appreciate you taking out the time to talk to us. This is interesting stuff, and I think that it's important that people need to know all this information. Now, where can they find the information one last time?
drought.utah.gov.
And everything's on there. You can look it up. You can look up the map and find which county you're in, and it'll tell you when you should water, how much you should water. All of that stuff is on the website, right?
Yes.
All right. Laura, thank you so much. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.